This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. On January 1st today, a new law goes into effect regarding reproductive health care. Last year, Colorado voters approved Amendment 79, enshrining the right to abortion in the state constitution. It also removed a prohibition on using public funds to cover abortion care, and the state will now reimburse for it through the state Medicaid program. Jack Teeter is vice president of government affairs with Planned Parenthood.
It also covers abortion care for the Medicaid expansion populations. So people who have family planning Medicaid, people who make a little bit too much money for full Medicaid coverage. It's also available for Coloradans regardless of their documentation status, and it's available for public servants.
Opponents, including the state's Catholic bishops and Colorado Right to Life, said the law was too extreme and didn't make sense for Colorado. It passed with 62% of the vote. The city of Durango wants people to slow down when biking along the Animas River Trail. Durango City Council moved to form a focus group to gain feedback on rules for the Riverfront Trail. Among the considerations is whether a speed limit should be capped at 10 or 15 miles per hour. The concerns were driven in part by the increased speeds of e-bikes. Several cities in Colorado, including Lafayette and Louisville, have a speed limit of 15 miles per hour. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado Matters is coming up next, followed by On Point at 10 and Here and Now at 11. It's 9:06.